DW.
The conveyor belt in this shoe factory stretches all the way from one end of the hall to the other. That is at least 100 meters. Workers shove the inner soles inside the shoes, and a machine attaches the outer soles to the shoe bottoms.
How old are the machines? They're homemade?
2 years old. The machines were replaced in the Pyongyang machinery factory here in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. They did research on making these machines and made it in their own style.
Mr. Im is the manager of this factory in Pyongyang. He says he wants to export the shoes made here. But that plan has hit a snag.
The 8,042nd meeting of the Security Council is called to order.
The UN Security Council has stepped up sanctions against North Korea since 2006 in response to its nuclear and missile tests. Beer, wine, handbags and textiles, but also chemicals and technical supplies, oil and other raw materials. The list of goods that are not allowed to go in or out of the country goes on and on.
President Trump tweeting, "Just landed. Everybody can now feel much safer than the day I took office. There's no longer nuclear threat from North Korea." And
he says that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un pledged to work towards denuclearization after a landmark summit with U.S. President Donald Trump in Singapore last year. In return, Kim wanted all sanctions lifted. A second meeting between the two men in February in Vietnam ended abruptly, without any concrete plan.
I want to keep the relationship, and we will keep the relationship. We'll see what happens over the next period of time.
That means the sanctions are still on. Here in North Korea, people don't appear to be bothered by the sanctions. But is that really true? Mr. Im's shoe factory is a direct victim of those sanctions. As long as they're in place, his plans to export his business don't stand a chance. Now, on display here in the production hall are shoes from major international brands to remind the workers of the quality that they are aiming for.
Our factory's ambition is to develop products at top levels and to compete with top brands. I'm sure we will reach that level one day. We tried to produce for our women's football team, but our products are not up to standard. Our great leader Marshal Kim Jong-un sent us these shoes, famous from other countries. Why they're on display here is so that the workers can try them on and come up with innovations. The workers can try them on to feel them and see the difference from the shoes they produce.
So how badly do the sanctions hit this factory?
Some chemicals should be imported, but they are totally blocked now. We are now trying to create new materials to replace those we cannot get. For example, we are now replacing plastic made from oil with plastic made from coal.
This metro station in Pyongyang has gorgeous mosaics on the ceilings and the walls. Classical music wafts from speakers. And at the end of the platform, above the stairs, there is a giant painted image of Kim Jong-il, the father of current leader Kim Jong-un. A newspaper is on display in the middle of the platform, and people gather around it to read it. When I ask commuters what they think about the political situation and the diplomatic tensions, they say they're not fazed. Mr. Gon is a tall young man reading the latest news from the world of basketball.
Do you also read about politics, international affairs?
I think current talks are going smoothly.
On the escalator, I meet Mr. Kang, who is on his way to the construction site where he works.
We don't care about sanctions led by the United States. We're just building a powerful nation. Any sanctions will not work because we have the wise leadership of Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un.
The North Koreans I speak to seem confident that their country will find solutions to any problems caused by sanctions. We drive back to our hotel in the dark, along bumpy, potholed roads. Optimistic or not, cracked roads like these can't be fixed due to a lack of oil. And the streetlights are out because there is not enough electricity. There are also food shortages. The people we come across in Pyongyang are slim, but there is no real hunger to see here. What we did see were pallets stacked with food aid coming from abroad and stamped with the logo of the World Food Programme. The country still produces way too little food for its people, and outside of the capital, millions are suffering. Eva Ramelow, DW in Pyongyang.
DW.